Democrat donor Whitney Tilson slams Biden for deceiving voters after debate performance. By Elizabeth Weibel on July 2, 2024. Democrat donor Whitney Tilson criticized President Joe Biden for deceiving voters about his mental fitness in the aftermath of his performance at Thursday's presidential debate against former President Donald Trump. Tilson, a Wall Street investor who previously donated to former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton during the 2016 presidential election, explained to the New York Post that he felt that he had been deceived about Biden's health, and suggested a replacement candidate. "I feel like I have been deceived," Tilson told the outlet. "Biden and the people around him have been deceiving the American people." During the presidential debate, Biden appeared to look confused, froze, spoke with a hoarse voice, and had difficulty getting through his prepared closing statement without making errors. In the aftermath of the presidential debate, several members of the media, Democrat officials, donors, and voters have floated the idea of replacing Biden, and have questioned whether Biden would be able to serve another term as president. Several Democrats, such as former President Barack Obama, Representative Nancy Pelosi, DCA, Senator John Fetterman, DPA, and Representative James Clyburn, DSC, have continued to support Biden in the aftermath of his debate performance. On Tuesday, Representative Lloyd Doggett, DTX, became the first Democrat currently in office to call for Biden to withdraw from the presidential race. Tilson continued to describe this as being similar to Trump's big lie regarding Trump claiming that the 2016 presidential election between him and Biden had been rigged. Tilson labeled the lie from the Democrats a big lie, according to the outlet. "I hope Kamala Harris throws herself into the horse race. Biden cannot just anoint her," Tilson told the outlet. "If she emerges as the first choice, then I will support her." Tilson also went on to float the idea of Senator Cory Booker, DNJ, and Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo as a possible presidential ticket, along with Governor Wes Moore, DMD, and Governor Gretchen Whitmer, DME, as another potential presidential ticket, according to the outlet. A recent CBS News/YouGov poll found that 72% of registered voters feel that Biden does not have the mental or cognitive health to serve as president, while 27% of registered voters feel that Biden does have the mental and cognitive health to be president.